Hare Krishna. So in the previous verses, Arjuna is ordering Krishna to take me between the two armies. After that, what happened? So Sanjaya is describing now. Text number 24. Sanjaya vacha evam okto rishikesho gudakeshena bharata senayor ubhayor madhye sthapaitva rathottamam. So here it says, evam ukto, thus addressed, by whom? Gudakesha. Gudakesha is one of the name of Arjuna. So thus addressed by Arjuna, so what did Rishikesha do? Senayor ubhayor madhye sthapaitva rathottamam. Rishikesha, Krishna, took the chariot between the two armies. He stationed the chariot between the two armies. And who is speaking this, all this? Sanjaya is speaking. To whom? O Bharata, O descendant of Maharaj Bharat. He's talking to Dhritarashtra, addressing him like that. So now, here, now a few things which we can discuss is, again, the word Rishikesha has come. So we discussed the meaning of Rishikesha. Rishikesha basically means Rishik and Isha. So controller of senses. So, Krishna controls the senses of all the living entities. But look at the situation here now. So, in the previous verse, verse number 21, Arjuna is ordering Krishna, Senayor ubhayor madhye ratham sthapayama achyuta. Oh, Achyuta, take my chariot between the two armies. And here, this verse says, Rishikesha, Senayor ubhayor madhye sthapaitva rathottamam. And Krishna did that. He took the chariot between the two armies. He stationed the chariot between the two armies. Now, Rishikesha means controller of senses. How many senses are there? So, five working senses, five knowledge acquiring senses. Knowledge acquiring senses, all of us know. Eyes, ears, nose, tongue and skin. And when it comes to working senses, it's the speech, hands, legs, anus and rectum. So, by speech, by using one of the sense, what did Arjuna do? Arjuna controlled, using one of his senses, whom? Rishikesha, the controller of senses. So, here we can understand one very beautiful point that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who controls the senses of everyone, is ready to get controlled by the senses of his devotee. This is what we understand here. This is the power of love. Love of Krishna or love of Godhead. And Arjuna had that. So Arjuna was able to do it. Now another meaning of Rishikesha. Why Rishikesha is used here? It is given here in the last line. Prabhupada says, as Rishikesha or the director of the senses and mind of every living entity, Krishna could understand Arjuna's purpose in placing the chariot in the midst of the armies. Now, Krishna, he knows very well. He can understand what is going on in the mind of Arjuna. Arjuna is not speaking. He's just ordering, take me between the two armies. But Krishna knows. Krishna knows what is there in the mind of Arjuna. He knows that Arjuna is hesitant to fight. So, this word, Rishikesha, is very much valid here. Now, let's move on to Arjuna's name, Gudakesha. Gudaka means sleep and Isha is controller. So one who is able to control the sleep is called as Gudakesha. Now here, one thing is, how can someone control the sleep? It's very difficult, we know it, right? It's not easy to control the sleep. But then how was Arjuna able to control the sleep? And the answer is given here. Very, very beautiful answer. Arjuna conquered both sleep and ignorance. So basically sleep also indicates ignorance. So Arjuna conquered both sleep and ignorance because of his friendship with Krishna. As a great devotee of Krishna, he could not forget Krishna even for a moment. Because that is the nature of a devotee. So Arjuna couldn't forget Krishna even for a moment, and that kept him always energetic and awake. Yes, he was able to control. He was able to conquer his sleep. Many of the times, we get a question that how to overcome laziness, how to be energetic all the time. And the answer is here in this particular verse. So here Prabhupada says that either in waking or in sleep, a devotee of the Lord can never be free from thinking of Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes. Thus, a devotee of Krishna can conquer both sleep and ignorance simply by thinking of Krishna constantly. So, this is the secret, you know, that is given. That just by thinking about Krishna all the time, all his attributes, name, form, qualities, pastimes, all of them, a person can conquer the laziness, he can conquer the ignorance aspect. So, this is the key that is given. But now, the question is, how to constantly remember Krishna? In this age of Kali Yuga, the constant remembrance of Krishna is only possible when someone chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, continuously. Such a person will be able to remember Krishna constantly. And anyone who chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra attentively, what happens? He gets the remembrance of Krishna, and since he's remembering Krishna, that person will be able to overcome the mode of ignorance or the laziness aspect that we talk about. So anyways, in this verse, we are discussing about how Krishna stationed the chariot between the two armies. Now in the next verse, we'll see that what did Arjuna see on the other side and what happened to Arjuna. What happened to the mood of Arjuna? Now the thing is becoming more and more interesting. And from a very, very energetic phase of Arjuna, he's going to move to a very, very different phase. There's going to be a phase shift altogether. So let's see this in the next verse. Hare Krishna.